coats and they had the fedoras on. Sure. They were private eyes, sneaking around, getting info. Good morning, Sean and Sue, on a Thursday.
I do remember that.
We will remember 9/11 today, and that'll be coming up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right now, Eric Scott's got your news headlines for you this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk killed by a single shot in a targeted attack during an outdoor event Wednesday at Utah Valley University. Kirk co-founded the conservative youth organization Turning Point USA, a close ally of President Trump. No arrests have been made, and a manhunt is on for the shooter who slipped away during the chaos on campus. Governor Murphy and the two main candidates for governor condemning political violence in a rare show of bipartisanship. As we mark 24 years since the terror attacks that brought down the Twin Towers in New York, New Jersey's 9/11 memorial has become an eyesore. It opened in 2011 but was never completed, and the grounds are a mess. State officials say they're working to improve the site. Buses in Neptune rolling again this morning. The bus company saying they've resolved an insurance issue. School officials say they have yet to see full compliance, but for now, the buses are making pickups and drop-offs in Neptune, Lakewood, Wall, and Freehold. Who stole Humpty Dumpty? Video released by police in Cape May shows somebody climbed over the fence at Ocean Putt Mini Golf and tore the Humpty Dumpty statue off its mount, carrying it away. Must have been too heavy, because whoever did it dumped Humpty a few properties away. If you know anything, cops would appreciate a call. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott, and now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Today and tomorrow look like great weather days, and the weekend is trending pleasant as well. Sky's becoming mostly sunny this morning. It'll be warm and pleasant today, high of 77. The only issue is a coastal flood advisory still in effect for the Jersey Shore, calling for minor flooding at high tide and a high risk of dangerous rip currents posted for the beaches once again. Mainly clear tonight, low 59. Partly sunny and dry tomorrow, high 73. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.